Well, I'm outside, as everyone can see, and the wind was just blowing. It stopped a little bit now, but my hair was blowing in front of my face, and for some reason, my mind was brought back to the 1970s. And, you know, I was a young man, and I remember one of the songs that was popular during those days, even though it was written earlier, was a Bob Dylan song. In other words, when my payas were in my nose just a second ago, I was thinking of Bob Dylan's old song. Many of you remember it, "The Answer, My Friend, Is Blowing in the Wind. The Answer is Blowing in the Wind." Well, the answer is blowing in the wind, but not the wind of Bob Dylan's song, but the wind of God's Spirit. And we're looking today in the Spirit at the words of Paul in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. And Paul is speaking of a mystery here. He's speaking of the mystery of the Godhead, that within the Godhead there is relationship. That's why the concept of relationship exists, because relationship exists within God Himself. In the very beginning of the Bible says in the book of Bereshit, Genesis, God speaking there, and He says, "Let us make man in our image." Who is the us? The us is the relationship between the Father and the Son, because the Son has been in the bosom of the Father from the beginning. So the Son has always been, He has been subordinate to the Father, but He's always existed. And so we're reading in the book of Philippians about this mystery between the Father and the Son. And it says that although Jesus the Son existed in the form of God, in other words, He is God in His essence, He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. In other words, He was subordinate to the Father, and it never even entered His heart that He could usurp the Father's authority. But instead, the Scripture says, He emptied Himself and took the form of a bondservant. I remember years ago, the Lord spoke through me and He said, "I am a servant." What does it mean? First of all, it means, beloved, even as Yeshua is a servant unto the Father, so too you and I must reckon ourselves to be servants of the Father. And the Scripture says here in Philippians that Jesus became a bondservant. What's a bondservant? It's someone that exists to do the will of his master. I want to ask you today, are you living in such a way that from the time that you wake up in the morning to the time that you go to bed at night, your mindset is that you exist to do the will of your Father? That it's not about you, but it's about Him and His cause? Beloved, I want to encourage you to sell out to Jesus Christ, to sell out to the divine glory. And if you do, beloved, there's a reward that awaits you that's beyond anything that your mind can comprehend. This is Rabbi Schneider says, it's just one life, and it'll soon be past, and it's only what we do for Him, my beloved friend, that's going to last.